Yes, we are back on the air. Lots of coping and seething for that simple reason. Truth, exposure, and accountability. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. June 27, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. The biggest battles over free speech don't involve our government anymore. They involve the handful of corporations that have enough scope and enough power to act like a government. The Biden regime doesn't have to cancel you. They can just rely on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube to ban your accounts. If they could expect MasterCard to cancel your card and PayPal to close your account and Airbnb to block you from renting a room and the airlines to block you from buying a flight, and the list goes on, it's growing every day. Even if you have your own website, as Parler learned, it's trivially easy for Amazon to just block your app or simply cut off your domain registration and take your site down completely. Poof, gone. In short, a handful of companies in America right now can shut you down almost as hard as the Chinese Communist Party can. And with each passing day, these forces of control and censorship are growing more and more ambitious. For example, let's talk about a company called GeoComply. That company manufactures VPN detection software. Right now, that company is lobbying the U.S. Copyright Office to make such VPN detecting software mandatory on many web platforms to fight so-called geopiracy, where people log into a service from the wrong location to get around bans or to secure lower prices. Then there's the Department of Homeland Security's attempted disinformation governance board. You might have missed this story, but it's a huge deal. In April, the Biden regime announced that it would be setting up this board to fight disinformation and malinformation. They were deliberately vague about what the board was going to do, but the specific issues that they did mention included disinformation about the crisis on our border, and Russian disinformation about the 2020 election, and of course, the Ukraine invasion. It's really easy to read between the lines here and see exactly where they're going with this. The Biden junta wants to have a board that declares certain narratives about 2020 or about Ukraine to be disinformation from the enemy to give their allies in tech an excuse to just ban all of it. But the biggest irony in all of this is the person that they picked to run this board, none other than Nina Yankovich. You may have heard Yankovich get mocked because she was in a Harry Potter-themed rock band and because she does other similarly embarrassing things, but we can't let all of the funny things about Nina Yankovich conceal the frightening parts. Frightening parts like this. A few years ago, Nina Yankovich was employed by an organization called the Integrity Initiative. Listen closely here. The purpose of the Integrity Initiative was, you guessed it, fighting disinformation. Well, the Integrity Initiative was supposedly sponsored by a non-government organization called the Institute for Statecraft. But listen, if you dig deeper, the funding sources for this independent NGO were the British government, the U.S. State Department, the U.S. Defense Department, and NATO. In other words, the Integrity Initiative was just an intelligence op to push certain deep state narratives while fraudulently presenting them as independent. And Nina Yankovich was at the heart of all of it. This is the world that we live in. The left has no arguments. The cities that they run are disasters. Their party is a coalition of college professors, cat ladies, violent criminals, useless bureaucratic parasites, baby killers, fat bull dykes, and pedophiles. The only way that they can win is by suppressing debate and the free exchange of ideas, because otherwise they get completely humiliated every time and totally fall apart. That's why over time it's our job as conservatives to build a parallel economy that can't be controlled by the left. That's why we here at the Stu Peters Show are on Rumble and Telegram and Gab. And over time, we're going to build more and more alternative platforms. Brian Moran is the director of empowerment programs at Epic Holdings. Epic is a domain registrar, and they're working to allow companies of all sizes to have real independence from big tech. Super important. Epic is the shield protecting dissident platforms like Gab and LifeSite News and InfoWars and AR15.com from being deplatformed. Brian joins us now. Am I right, or is this overly hyperbolic?
I think we need to really start to ring the alarm bell, Stu. Thank you for having me on your show, but this is definitely a call to action time. The season is now. We need to get mobilized and get off of big tech ASAP.
People don't realize this Nina Yankovic and others like her and these supposedly independent NGOs are actually operations funded by the taxpayer, set up by the Pentagon and the CIA and the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security, thank you for the Patriot Act, to attack the very freedoms that these agencies, government agencies, funded by the taxpayers, were actually designed and presented to the people as protecting these rights.
That's right. And, you know, coalesce this into red flag laws, you know, and where this will go. Any post that you make will be used against you in the future.
So what are they going to use against you, and how are they going to punish people for being dissidents to the global cabal?
It's just as simple. You post something on Gab, Telegram, Facebook, Twitter, they will put that in and begin to create a profile of you as a troublemaker, wrong thinker. And we've read George Orwell's 1984, at least I hope some folks have. You engage in this wrong think with the new intelligence and surveillance state that they've created, in real time, they will have you pegged as a non-compliant citizen. And we know what this means in places like China, and this is all coming here in the rest of the world.
So how do we stop it? Because we don't want to just black pill everybody. There is a victory that we can see here.
Right. And Epic is a company that stands in the gap for folks that believe in free speech. You know, you were alluding to Gab and AR15.com. You know, these were folks that were deplatformed a few years ago. And Epic was the company that came in and stood in the gap and allowed these organizations to still be able to have free speech and have their platforms online. There are no other Epics out there from what I can tell.
And so for the average person, what does this mean specifically that they can do to make sure that their voice isn't dampened or cut off completely?
You know, I would recommend folks that have platforms on big tech, whether it be email, VPN, or your websites, that you begin to migrate those over to Epic now. You know, dig your well while you still have water. Don't wait till you get cut off. You can begin to starve the beast immediately by transferring, you know, something just as simple as email. That is so valuable to the companies like Google, because they scan your emails, they profile you, and they sell that data to ad services. So you can really help in a 360 win manner by moving something just as simple as email or storage over to Epic. You will help the Stu Peters Show, you will help Epic, and you'll help yourself and humanity overall.
And you don't have to start over. You keep your audience, you keep all your numbers, you keep all your emails. It is a simple transfer over your VPN. Everything stays exactly the same. And how do people find this information?
It's real easy. Just go to epic.com. Up in the upper right corner, there's a register button. Get yourself registered on there. And then you can quickly browse our products and services across the top banner. And then at checkout, if you want to put in the code STU, STEW, you'll get 10% off of whatever you purchase.
Boy, we appreciate that. Go to epic.com. That's Epic with a K, EPIK.com. Go there now and secure your future online. Brian Moran, I'm going to have you back this Saturday for an extended interview. There's so many different places that we can go. Look for that at stupeters.com premium. Brian Moran, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu. It's a real honor to be with you. Thanks again.
Of course, anytime. And thank you for the promo code. See only things that can help on the Stu Peters Show. For example, Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters right now. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. 75% of Americans suffer from a magnesium deficiency. Who cares? Stupid mineral. No big deal. No, wrong. A major part of your body's functions, your overall health, depends on you having the appropriate amounts of magnesium in your body. This is the best magnesium on the market. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. What happens if you have low magnesium? Well, you'll probably suffer with things like sleepless nights, low mood, added stress, anxiety, depression. Who wants any of that in a current environment? This is already skyrocketing. You don't need this. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. August Stoll is a six-month-old child with a deadly congenital heart defect. He needs a transplant soon if he's going to survive. But the doctors, the zombies at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, say that August isn't worthy of life. They're refusing to put him on the heart transplant list because he has not been fully vaccinated. Now, it's worth knowing that August is also an immunocompromised baby. So getting any vaccination is more hazardous than it is for other children. What he absolutely doesn't need is to get vaccinated against diseases that are basically no threat to him at all whatsoever. One of those vaccines that the hospital is angry that August hasn't received is for hepatitis B. Hep B is a disease that's overwhelmingly acquired and spread by prostitutes, hookers, homosexuals, drug users, much like HIV. So if your mother isn't one of those things, an infant's chances of getting hepatitis B is basically zero. Doesn't matter. Vanderbilt says that unless August gets a vaccine against hepatitis B, they'll let him die. It's the same thing that we saw over and over again during COVID. You remember last year when the doctors at Mayo Clinic publicly fantasized about the unvaccinated dying horrible deaths so they could smugly lecture them as they expired. They want to play God. They want to decide who gets to live and who dies, and the only ones who get to live are the people who obey them without question. What's happened to the Stoll family is abominable. The mother, Hannah Stoll, has been gaslit, ran over, bullied, all the while being forced to watch her baby die because the medical industrial complex and fake doctors at Vanderbilt University Medical Center have become the big pharma baby executioners. Nobody has advocated for women and babies and sounded the alarm on the vaccine scam louder than third wave feminist Naomi Wolf. When the criminal murderous cabal was hell-bent on executing their plan for world domination by way of fear and forcing lockdowns and killing innocent people who were paralyzed by the press and by propaganda and lies, Naomi's book, The Body of Others, was the nuke that blew up the whole damn plot, exposing the new authoritarians, COVID-19, and the war against the human. If you haven't read the book, I strongly recommend that you grab a copy. Naomi was right alongside this show, courageously shining a bright light onto the vile, wicked serial killers and their evil agenda driven by marching orders from Satan himself. And she joins us now. Naomi, thank you so much for coming. I certainly appreciate you making the time to be with us today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Peters. I really want to credit you as well. You were really early, so early that sometimes I would think, surely this can't be true. And then I would look into what you've been reporting, and inevitably it was true. So I want to thank you for being quite fearless and being out front with about this crisis.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I can't imagine doing anything else in times like this. We're fighting for our kids. There's a full-blown attack on them. And what we're seeing here with baby August, whose mother, by the way, was booked to be on the show today. Hannah was going to be here, but unfortunately, it sounds like baby August's life has taken a turn for the worse. His medical condition is rapidly deteriorating. And the doctors there, Big Pharma's executioners, are smugly standing by, grins on their faces, and allowing this baby to die because he doesn't have a Hep B vaccine.
It's unbelievable, but sadly, it fits in with, it's kind of a new low in this massive trend that, you know, we have to face of a kind of eugenic medical establishment doing the bidding of pharma, which is doing the bidding of these bad actors, you know, behind the scenes, which I've identified, who really are wanting to kill our kids. There's no way around it. They're making war on the United States. They're making war on the West. The mechanism is these vaccines and also these eugenic medical protocols that are increasingly kind of aligning with the vaccines. You know, I'm Jewish, so I don't say this lightly, but baby August is it has horrible echoes in history. In the very beginning of the 30s, before the Nazis actually were formally, you know, in power in 1933, doctors and doctors' organizations were deputized by the Nazis in just the way that Vanderbilt's doctors are clearly being deputized to let some children die as life unworthy of life, and to signal that you had to kind of align with Nazi goals if you were going to live and get treated, if you were going to survive, if you were going to be fed, if you were going to be seen by society as valuable and worth saving. That is literally what we're seeing here. And not only that, but you know, it goes along with this push to inject babies and under fives with this mRNA vaccine, which I know is a different vaccine. Well, it's the same vaccine that they're, I mean, it, I assume that they would want Baby August to be injected with that as soon as it's authorized, if Baby August is old enough. And what people need to know, you know, when it comes to like seeing a big picture of they're going after our babies, they're going after our kids, is that a group of Israeli journalists, women notably, have found that 56 babies in the VAERS database, which undercounts by a factor of 10, went into seizures and multi-organ system failure. And there's no evidence if they survived or not after being injected with the mRNA vaccine. So this is horrific that Vanderbilt staff are basically engaging in eugenics, engaging in what's basically going to be a manslaughter. They're knowingly letting a tiny baby die for no decent medical reason. And it doesn't just affect that family. It affects all of us, because all of us are going to be judged in that way. All of us, you know, history shows that once doctors start to be the gatekeepers for life and death in this way, and then this judgmental, unscientific, unmedical way, then it's the elderly. Then it's the elderly who, you know, whose relatives spoke out against the regime. Then it's, you know, we're going to sterilize you because you're an ethnic group we don't like. Then we're going to let your children die if you don't comply with the narrative. Once they let this baby die in America, all the rest of us and our families are not safe.
And unfortunately, I don't think it's an anomaly. I think that there are millions of these cases going on all over the place. Is this like some sort of a religious sacrament, these shots, these injections?
Well, that's a great question, Mr. Peters. I mean, certainly, and I've got a chapter on the psychology of the injections. Certainly the bad actors, and in my book, I identify them as the Chinese Communist Party, which clearly doesn't want our population, wants our land, wants our food supplies, wants our water and our natural resources, right? And wants to be the world's hegemon by 2049. And they've said they're going to do it through the use of public health protocols and through being the database for the world's health records. It's also the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which is invested in the vaccines in both directions, invested in them as vaccines, invested in the Microsoft vaccine passport. It's certainly big tech, which, you know, has been deplatforming people like you and me and brave doctors who speak out against these things. They too are invested in the vaccines. And my book shows how they make massive profits by subjugating us and by a vaccine passport mentality and culture that makes us swipe our bodies as credit cards, basically, to get access to human community and commerce and civilization. But you're asking the right question, because the only way to get free people to comply with all of this nonsense, which is medically unsubstantiated, right? The data are in that lockdowns don't work. You know, my team of 3,000 experts every week are disclosing reports that your audience can read on dailycloud.io showing that the mRNA vaccines are harmful to deadly, you know, neurological diseases, clots, hemorrhages. But the only way to get sane people to comply with offering up their children and themselves to practices like this is through massive brainwashing and through the use of constructing basically a religion or a cult. So I don't think that Vanderbilt doctors think that they're in a cult, but many of the things that happened to us in the last 2 years do follow the classic mechanisms of how to create and indoctrinate people into a cult. And you start with disorientation and isolation. You start with darkness. You start with loneliness and fear. And then after you've isolated people from one another, bombarded them with terrifying, disorienting images, then you can make them suggestible to do anything. But in addition to the brainwashing, Mr. Peters, there's also, you know, there's brainwashing, but there's also practical, very serious repercussions for doctors. Dr. Peter McCullough, who saved at least one loved one of mine from COVID through his protocols, It has saved the lives of thousands of people. He's being threatened, and Dr. Corey's being threatened, I believe it's Dr. Corey, with losing their medical licenses for misinformation. There's a California bill that says that doctors will be punished for misinformation if they go against the, you know, experts' narrative about COVID or any other public health emergency in the future.
Sorry, I don't care. I really don't care. I don't care if they lose their licenses, to be honest with you. And that's not an anomaly either. That's happening all over the place. Mm-hmm. We had Dr. Robert Malone, who I don't think that there's any individual on the face of the planet that's more qualified imminently to speak on the mRNA technology. He was the freaking inventor of the damn thing. But you know what? He openly said on this program, I would love to tell you the whole truth, but I can't because they'll come after me and they'll come after my license. I don't really care about your license. There are millions, billions of lives at stake here. And so to me, that creates a constitutional crisis. When you have entities that are holding a license over the head of individuals that have a truth that could save millions of lives and expose crimes against humanity, you now have a constitutional crisis. And that's why I think a lot of these doctors, I'm not going to take cognitive dissonance as an excuse anymore either. Whether they know it or choose to admit it or not, they are in league with Satan and taking marching orders from the depths of hell.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree with you. Like, I was going to agree with you that in spite of these Vanderbilt doctors, you know, losing their licenses, if they say, no, this is a child, this is our Hippocratic oath, we have to save the life of baby August. It doesn't matter because when you have people complying for professional reasons like this, you also have Nazism. And it's not just that, it's undertakers too. I've been trying to get undertakers to come forward because, and you actually inspired me in this because, and Dr. Ruby, because I think I've found at least one mechanism for the clotting that we're seeing in the veins of cadavers. And I'm not a medical doctor, but we can talk about that another time. The point being, I've been asking for, you know, undertakers or coroners to come forward, and I'm getting people off the record saying, you know, this is true, there's something real going on, but I won't come forward because people will get mad at me. And to them and to the doctors in America, I want to agree with you and say, too bad. You know, maybe you'll be washing dishes for the rest of your life, but that's better than, you know, these people have knowledge that could save humanity, basically, at this point. And to keep silent, no one else can replace what doctors know and RNs know, and no one else can replace what coroners know right now. And so if they continue to keep silent because of professional repercussions, and Mr. Peters, I'm hearing this around the world, in Australia and Canada, you know, with very few brave exceptions, in Britain, in Western Europe, they are consigning us to our graves, and they're damning our children to be some sort of, you know, DNA altered morphing of human beings into some other thing that we don't know yet, or dying early or being infertile. I mean, I've documented all of these harms in the Pfizer documents, and they're colluding with it. So this is a Nazi situation. So I agree with you about Satan. Yeah. I do. I agree with you that they are serving the devil by not coming forward. And I don't come from a tradition that has an elaborated definition of Satan, but we need one because that's what we're seeing.
Personified. Absolutely. And we're watching demons all over DC right now and confronting churches and birthing centers and people who support the family, the nuclear family, that is. And they're terrorizing these people. They're burning them down in the wake of this decision coming from the Supreme Court on Roe v. Wade, the overturning of this, giving it back to the states to decide whether or not they're going to allow the satanic practice of dismembering and mutilating and killing and murdering babies, preborn babies in the womb. And so we're watching this manifest, these demons actually manifest in the streets. These people are demonic. The ones that seemingly care the most aren't capable or able to have babies anyways because they're lesbian or gay or transvestites, or they've mutilated their own selves or otherwise made themselves sterile or infertile by taking these mRNA injections. They probably water their houseplants with them at this point. It is, to me, a cult, and I think that these doctors are knowingly or unknowingly a part of it, which brings me back to kind of the question of, well, if we're watching that this is happening in the streets over this Roe decision, and if we're watching the globalists that you mentioned, Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates, heavily invested into this synthetic baby formula thing, roughly at the same time that we all of a sudden see a formula shortage, doesn't matter, no problem, kids can die because that's what we want anyways, and now we're watching actual individual hospitals decide, playing God, life and death for babies based on Big Pharma's wishes. They've become the executioners. So really, this is a religiously originated attack on our children that I think that they somehow get off on watching as children, our greatest gifts from God are either subject to this this altering into some sort of a transhuman, God only knows what, or they're killed, or they're killed.
Wow. Okay. Well, you've said a lot there. I mean, so I would definitely say let's be very skeptical of things like groups rioting in the street on both sides, because I firmly believe that the CCP and the World Economic Forum want to divide America.
Yes.
And so there's organic resistance, but there's also always interlocutors, infiltrators, people stoking these divisions. And that's why so much of my book is devoted to big tech, because when you go to your local church or synagogue or town hall and you talk to your neighbor who doesn't agree with you about Roe or doesn't agree with you about any of these issues, you're going to have a much calmer conversation than the conversations that are amplified by bots and trolls or amplified by violent interlopers and coordinators, you know, on the streets of America. So we just need to be aware that outsiders want us to fall apart, to be divided, to have a civil war, for sure.
I couldn't agree with you more. And that's why we saw ISIS was a creation of the CIA to get people to cheer on a military intervention. We saw Antifa and Black Lives Matter. These are operatives of more than likely the CCP along with our CIA. They destroyed our country, $12 billion in damage. And as far as a more calm and future conversation, these are the things that I want to have with you. I want you back here on the program regularly, if possible. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much for coming. We certainly appreciate it.
I appreciate you and your audience. Thank you so much, Mr. Peters.
And if you want to donate or support the Stoll family, they do have a GiveSendGo that's set up, and we highly recommend, we encourage you, please, to help the Stoll family. It's not looking good there for baby August. His medical condition is significantly deteriorating. So please go and find the link. It'll be on Rumble, the Stu Peters Network, also at stupeters.com, and support the Stoll family. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil, and I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
All right, so do yourself, do your family, do your kids the favor of protecting your life savings with gold. Call my good friends over at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. 10 grand or more in free silver just to protect everything that you've ever worked hard to earn and even harder to save against tax hikes, hyperinflation, government theft, all of these things. They're coming after your life savings. Don't let them. Protect your savings with physical gold and silver and get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call my good friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Well, we've seen this pattern play out over and over by now. Somebody goes into the hospital with a moderately severe case of symptoms, and using a failed test, they get diagnosed with COVID. So then immediately they get put onto this protocol. They get pumped full of remdesivir. Their organs immediately start to fail, and then they get stuck on a ventilator and they die. Well, this isn't surprising because organ failure is a known side effect of remdesivir. It's an enormously damaging drug, which is why it was only meant for incredibly deadly viruses like Ebola. But it didn't even work against that disease and didn't make it all the way through its trial in Africa after virtually everyone that got it died. Remdesivir is literally a failed drug repurposed for COVID to make pharma companies a boatload of money. It's never worked. Meanwhile, all along we had the dirt cheap alternative drug of hydroxychloroquine. Even if that drug did nothing at all and was just a placebo, it would already be better than remdesivir because it doesn't actively kill the people that are taking it. But there's actually evidence that hydroxychloroquine did work. The NIH knew it, and they ignored it to kill people with remdesivir anyways. Dr. David Martin has been talking a whole lot about this. He's been on this show to discuss COVID many times, and he joins us again now. So they knew that this was going to kill people. You've been out on this, Dr. Artis, this program, and they deployed it anyways, making it intentional murder.
Yeah, Stu, and it's fascinating. This story is fascinating for a whole bunch of reasons. Not only, as you pointed out, 53% of the patients in the Ebola trial in Africa died on remdesivir, and it was so deadly that they actually pulled remdesivir out of consideration for Ebola, because it turns out that even in patients which were considered to be, you know, subject to what was considered to be low doses, low loads of the virus, remdesivir was effective at killing people with a lot of Ebola and not much Ebola. It was an equal opportunity killer. And so ironically, it was so deadly that it was removed from the entire protocol in Africa, which is, by the way, a high bar. We do a lot of clinical trials in Africa in Western drug companies, killing Africans. That's a long, proud tradition of pharmaceutical companies. So when it's too unethical because it's killing too many Africans, that's a pretty high bar. But what was fascinating, Stu, was not only did they know that, but what was more insidious is in the liver toxicity studies that were done on remdesivir, ironically, what they gave patients to recover from remdesivir and COVID in the studies for remdesivir was hydroxychloroquine. They actually delivered hydroxychloroquine to patients who were suffering from COVID and dying from remdesivir. And hydroxychloroquine actually got them out of near-death experiences. So this is worse than a comedy of errors. This is, as you said, premeditated murder. And the murderer is very clearly Anthony Fauci and Ralph Baric. They knew when they proposed remdesivir for COVID, they knew that 53% of the patients that took that drug died.
And not only that, and then they deployed it anyways.
Yeah.
And then they made it the mandatory treatment for hospitals to receive federal money.
That's
in this
correct.
Murder for money, cash for killing racket. But then they made it virtually impossible. They all but criminalized the use of hydroxychloroquine.
Right. Even though their own liver tox data. I mean, this is not an anecdote. This is the National Library of Medicine. This is the National Institutes of Health own studies. And Stu, I showed you the reference to this. It's mind-blowing that you actually have a patient. In this particular case, the case study that they actually reported was an HIV patient. So this is a person who's already immunocompromised. They inject with remdesivir. This individual patient goes into horrific side effects, near death, and the only way out is a hydroxychloroquine protocol. And 8 days later, patient's out of the hospital, perfectly fine. Almost killed by remdesivir, saved by hydroxychloroquine, and this is their own data. And you just sit back and say, well, hold on a second. EIDD, you know, the drug, you know, moniker that was the way we hid remdesivir. So if you go back and you look at all the different different corporate nuances in terms of how they name this thing, one of the challenges for a lot of people is if you look up remdesivir or Veculary or whatever they call it now, if you actually go and try to look for that drug's toxicity, you're not going to find it because Gilead Sciences, the company that makes the drug, and Ralph Baric, the guy at UNC Chapel Hill with Anthony Fauci who invented the drug, use codes where if you go back and look at the codes on this compound, you find out that this killed primates, it killed people, it killed a lot of people. So every step they took was premeditated and was willful, reckless homicide at the best and premeditated murder for hire at worst.
And we know this. We've been out, like I referenced early on this, Dr. Artis, you yourself, the studies are there. If you go and look, it's easy to find. So short answer, is there a chance that the mainstream media just missed this?
No, as a matter of fact, it gets worse, Stu. I sent you a reference, Forbes of all places, mainstream media Forbes, where you don't expect to have, you know, necessarily the highest level of integrity. Forbes wrote an article stating how ironic and crazy it was. They were wrapping their heads around trying to figure out why a $2,600 dosed drug that was known not to work. And by the way, they referenced a lot of the studies, including the British medical journals. They referenced the studies out of the United States labs. They referenced Gilead Sciences' own labs. These studies showed that remdesivir does not work, was forced on American consumers so that they could be killed, and was forced on them so that Tony Fauci and Ralph Barrett could be enriched. That is the only justification. And even Forbes, in late 2021, published an article going, we can't understand why this is happening. So mainstream media even got it.
Although it's difficult to prove that they got it and didn't report on it. Sure, they can deny that. But if you can prove it, I think that these people should be sitting right next to Tony Fauci and Ralph Barrick in a criminal trial.
No question. No question. This is a situation where every single person in the entire chain of custody of this story knew that they were promoting a deadly device to kill people. That's the reason why they were doing it. And they knew they were doing it to enrich themselves. This is old school organized crime. And I've said this from the beginning. This is not a conspiracy theory. It is actually conspiratorial criminal activity. It's people premeditating the death and destruction of Americans. It is domestic terrorism and it's murder.
So with that being said, and we know this, you have been working hard on actually following up to deliver justice with
That's
this,
correct.
And you're looking for very specific profiles of people to bring to local DAs.
Yeah, so the great news is we have started at prosecutenow.com. We have started a data collection for a very, very specific victim. And the reason we need this is because there is an important requirement to make sure that insofar as we prosecute these crimes, we have the best crime to prosecute. Like everything else, every crime is horrible. But to make a really good prosecution, you need a very particular profile. And so what we're looking for, Stu, and the great news is we've already found a couple, which is great. We know there are more. But what we are looking for is we are looking for patients who were injected with at least one or two of the mRNA shots, either the Moderna or the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. And then within 14 days of the second injection or any time after the first injection, were hospitalized, given remdesivir, and then died. Those particular cases are the ones that we can take to DAs and to sheriffs and to prosecutors. And the great news, Stu, is we have a number of prosecutors who are now willing to take the case.
That was going to be my question.
Need.
Yeah.
Yes.
It seems
what we need
few and
is
far
we
between.
Need the patients. So what we need are family members, friends, colleagues. If you know a person who had this happen, what we need is that information at prosecutenow.com. We are in the process of matching the actual victim of the crime to the venues where the prosecutors are willing to take this case. The great news, Stu, is after now, how many months have I been looking for this? I mean, at least the last 14 months. I've been looking for this particular profile. And the great news is we have finally now enlisted district attorneys and prosecutors. And we have sheriffs in a lot of counties around the country who are willing to take this up. All we need now is the public to come forward with the anecdotes and the stories that they know. And once again, the profile is really simple. Shot with the mRNA and treated with remdesivir. And the reason, Stu, why that's important is because Ralph Barrick has his finger on both guns. Anthony Fauci has his finger on both guns. We want a court to have both opportunities to pursue them because they knew that they were delivering a scheduled biological toxin. That's what the mRNA is. And they knew that they were going to treat the effect of that biological toxin with a known deadly substance.
Which
now
makes
two things need to come together so that we can get the prosecutors to take action.
Yeah.
We are moments away. It is a phone call, Stu. There is a listener who knows the case that is going to be the case that tips this over. And we will, in fact, get the prosecution going the minute that happens.
Yeah. They knew. We said it. which makes my AFPAC 3 speech and the question that I posed there in front of thousands of people a whole lot less hyperbolic. Why is Tony Fauci still walking around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere? And if he is indicted and tried, there's no question that that's the justice that should be delivered.
And that's exactly right. This is capital crimes. In this country, it's capital crimes. Now, where you stand on that issue, and I know that this is a topic that we can get people wrapped up around the flagpole about, but let me be really clear on the fact. When you have decided, willfully decided for financial gain to murder Americans, you've actually crossed a line. And that line can't be uncrossed. That's not an oops. That is not in the name of science. That is not in the name of free inquiry. That is premeditated murder. That's what it is. And we are going to pursue that.
Yeah. There's only one person that should be wrapped around a flagpole. So Dr. David Martin, go to prosecutenow.com, prosecutenow.com. It's a very specific case that Dr. David Martin is looking for. And the only shortcoming that we had before was, who's the DA that's going to prosecute this? Who's the sheriff that's going to investigate this?
Yeah, now we have a bunch of those. Now we need the cases.
Perfect. Prosecutenow.com. Again, prosecutenow.com. Dr. David Martin, thank you so much for your dedication and for being here with us today.
You bet. Thanks, Stu.
Of course, anytime. Well, if the FDA just weeks ago approved this bioweapon, dangerous and deadly injection for toddlers as young as 6 months old, then why were they getting it last fall? Dr. Jane Ruby has uncovered some horrific facts about that. Plus, last week we talked about the Comirnaty vials mysteriously showing up on military bases. Dr. Ruby has breaking news about that and more as the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost. Free shipping. Cancel anytime. Preparation on demand. Water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal. Or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Well, a few weeks ago, the FDA gave authorization to give the Pfizer and Moderna jabs to children as young as 6 months old. But Dr. Jane Ruby says that toddlers were getting the shots all the way back last fall. The adverse events of those shots, including some deaths, are vanishing from the VAERS database. Dr. Ruby joins us with more on that now. But first, Dr. Jane, you have breaking news on the vials of Comirnaty that have been mysteriously showing up on military bases.
Yeah, Stu, this is really dangerous. It turns out there's documentation coming forward now. It's not even hidden. It's in the package insert for the Comirnaty gray cap. They actually created different package inserts for the different colors of the caps, which are different dosages, and they're different formulations. And I want to read from the package insert, because this is where the danger is. The what this basically is that the codes for making the spike proteins are incredibly higher engineered, and they're incredibly more toxic. I'm just going to repeat what Karen Kingston said recently. When she said, I believe they're trying to take out the military in a very short period of time. We're on somebody's timetable, according to Dr. Teresa Long, Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long. She said, those of us in the military who understand strategic timelines and things like that, the way this is being pushed through, all the way through, she said, we realize we're on someone's timeline. And it doesn't sound like it's in the interest of the United States, too. But these vials in the Comirnaty gray cap package insert, they literally say the antigen coding RNA sequence is, watch this, codon optimized. That means weaponized, okay? And contains two proline mutations. Then they redact out what those mutations are. So I guess somebody can't go in and verify it or maybe create something that would mitigate it. And it ends by saying, this ensures a antigenically optimal trimerized prefusion conformation. This means that this is a highly toxic, purely engineered in a lab spike protein. And that gray cap with the Comirnaty label, by the way, Comirnaty, as Karen and I both told the audience on your show last year, is approved and was approved on August 23rd, 2021. And so that's important to know because NDC numbers now can be found on the FDA website applying to these vials that are showing up. I've shared this information as much as I can with my military insiders. And I've said, if you've ever resisted before, this is the time to hold out, you know, whatever the loss is, because nothing equals the loss of your lives.
And for the longest time, a lot of servicemen were actually getting their exemptions because based on that fact alone, that Comirnaty was the approved injection, but that Comirnaty was not available on any of these bases or in the military or anywhere at all. Nobody could find this. And now mysteriously it has appeared and you're saying that it's much more toxic and weaponized. So let me ask you this, is this Comirnaty jab available for anybody outside of the military, for the general public?
It's very possible, Stu, because in a document that I've seen where BioNTech was bragging to their shareholders, they had a complete visual and they showed three manufacturing sites in the United States, St. Louis, Missouri, Kalamazoo, Michigan. The other one was Massachusetts, Andover, Massachusetts. And then three manufacturing plants over in Europe, primarily Germany and Belgium. So it is being produced here. They lied. I don't know how long it's been produced. We only know that they're slapping the Comirnaty labels on now, and they do have NDC numbers, which are national drug code that is given to drugs when they are approved. And those numbers are traceable into the system, matching up with these vials. So where we thought a few days ago the NDC numbers were fake, they're not. They're now traceable. I don't know if these things are sort of a fluid thing, and these companies are doing whatever they want. So things could change right in front of your eyes, right? In the same, you know, in a day or two.
Meanwhile, the attack on our children continues. Yeah. Obviously, now in the wake of Roe v. Wade, the nation's darkest and most vile and disgusting stain being cleansed on this country, that doesn't change the fact that killing our kids is still a primary objective for the evil Satanists sent to destroy this country that are hell-bent on the destruction of America and really the rest of the world. So these jabs that were approved just weeks ago for Pfizer and Moderna, as low as 6 months old for children, you say were actually being given last fall.
Yes, they were given like late, like November, December.
How is that possible? How can they give a jab that's not FDA approved to a child, to a baby, essentially?
It's a great question, because they were doing it anyway. How do we know? Because
where's the proof of this?
They're starting to come, the VAERS reports of injuries to one-year-olds and two-year-olds are starting to come in to VAERS. And then, of course, with the work of analyst Albert Benvenides, he's been downloading it since day one. He can see some of it scrubbed in and out, right? But the main issue is that they're showing up in VAERS. You can see them. I have copies of reports, two-year-olds bleeding out of their eyes, mouths, ears, then dying a day or two later. And this is, I don't know what's going on, Stu, but the parents themselves or the families must have been encouraged, either threatened or paid off to be quiet. But people have been, you know, anybody can report to VAERS. So if there's a grandparent or another kind of a relative or a friend, they can go in if they have enough information and they can file a VAERS report. And so we're starting to see babies and toddlers. Wait till they really start lining up to get it. But I want to give you some good news on this. I'm going to cover this, by the way, in my show immediately after yours. I want to give you some good news. Not only did we get Roe v. Wade overturned, which is an incredible blessing, but I'm hearing from people on the ground in New York City, as an example, that a lot of the centers that were set up to shoot up these babies and toddlers under 5 years old have been kind of quiet, desolate, no long lines. So I'm praying and hoping that that's just another good sign that the word is getting through. We have a billboard in Times Square showing Mr. Hirschman's giant clot, the famous one that came out of someone's neck. And hopefully that is, you know, God uses that to wake up parents and have them step back.
Yeah. Your show and even this one, you know, as the number one alternative media platform in the entire world right now, more viewers than anybody else, we're destroying CNN, Newsmax, OAN, and competing with Fox, killing most of their programs, including Sean Hannity, the vaccine shill. But this program is still harder to find than, you know, the Pfizer shill, Sean Hannity, who's been relentlessly pushing these jabs onto you and your entire family. So we're trying to get the word out, like you said. However, we have a lot to combat here, because the mainstream media is still relentlessly pushing these shots. They're running stories around this FDA approval. Just yesterday, I took my two sons, as well as one of their baseball friends and a friend of mine, to the Minnesota Twins game. We had box seats, owner's seats. Incredible, by the way. It was awesome. 6-3 victory for the Twins. Beautiful, perfect day outside. But when we were in the lounge downstairs where we can go and get, you know, refreshments and stuff away from the general public, I'm really spoiled now. It was really totally incredible. Nice. It was incredible. I've never watched a game like that before from seats like that and had that experience. But in this lounge, the local news was on and they were running a story about this thing, and they were highlighting and platforming parents, sickos, wearing masks outdoors, doing their little stupid interviews and their hits for the local news, crying, sobbing in joyful tears about how happy they are that their prayers are finally answered and they can drag their helpless, innocent little toddlers and babies into these clinics and hospitals and ovens and mass murder facilities to have their kids jabbed with this DNA altering, gene deleting, bioweapon, deadly and dangerous injection intentionally designed to kill them and create infertility and to make them sterile and to cause immunodeficiencies that we know now are premeditated. And I just couldn't believe it. So we have an uphill battle here.
We do.
It's not easy. And that's why it is so important that everybody who views this show or the Dr. Jane Ruby show takes clips, screen record it if you have to, and actually risk your social media platform to get this stuff out. Show it to the people at your church. Show it to the lady at the supermarket, in the grocery store. Show it to the vagrant that's playing drums outside of Target Field where the Twins play. I don't care. Show it to everybody by any means necessary and any way possible, because people have to understand what's really going on. This is not conspiracy theory, as Dr. David Martin just got done saying. There is proof that this is premeditated mass murder at a genocidal level, and the people that are responsible for this need to be indicted and tried and ultimately punished and pay the consequences, which would include probably execution for crimes against humanity, for what they're doing to our kids. This is an attack on our children, and it is at full scale right now. This country and the world are at war. Billions of people are at war against a few thousand select psychopath homicidal maniacs, and they don't even know it, by and large. It's your job. If you want your part in this battle, it is to share the truth and to share this content, because this is absolutely a travesty. Meanwhile, you're right, and Karen Kingston is right. They are absolutely decimating our military, murdering our servicemen. That's what they're doing. They're murdering them.
Absolutely, Stu. It's a tragedy. But I'll tell you that from my sources inside the military, and there are many, probably a couple hundred scattered across different branches, et cetera, they know they're fighting from within. They're fighting with legal help on the outside. They know this is dangerous, and they know their target. They recognize it. They're warfare strategic experts themselves.
And the only thing that'll be left, the only soldiers, and I hate even using that, because soldier, that is a title that we honor here. We have been raised to honor our military, to support our military, even though they get deployed to these ridiculous calamities that we have no business being involved with. Here's the bottom line. Those brave men signed on the dotted line, and women, to make the ultimate sacrifice for this country. It is not their prerogative. It is not on their shoulders how they're used by the military-industrial complex, which has just been completely relentless and shameful and disgraceful in the way that our military has been decimated already. And now we have maternity flight suits and, you know, homosexuals and trannies getting preference. And this jab is just relentlessly gutting our military, but it's not the soldiers' fault. And it is them that we need to support 100%. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.
All right, so we here at the Stu Peters Show are blessed. We have to be thanking God right now that all of these experts, scientists, researchers weigh in on this show every day, giving the Stu Peters Show tribe a catbird view of everything that is going on so that the wool can no longer be pulled over our eyes. But if you're truly Stu Crew, that means that I'm going to need you to have a strong brain. Don't let anybody dupe you. The information superhighway is full of psyops and all kinds of information, misinformation, disinformation. Dealing with it at the rate of speed that it's pouring out can be challenging at times. Actually, just dealing with people in the streets can be challenging at times. So wake up right away with a brain that's ready to fire on all cylinders. No more coffee or caffeine required, but the products from Newtopia, N-O-O-T-O-P-I-A. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. These are brain supplements, the brain supplements that get your brain moving every day. Added aggression if you're going to the gym. On demand, these things. Plus, trash the alcohol altogether and just use these brain supplements from Newtopia to get into zen state of meditation and chill at the end of the night. These things are amazing. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Fill out the personal profile for yourself and allow the brain supplements to be custom made and delivered to you. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but we will see you again tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern. Until then, God bless you.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere? Disgusting.